Well, we're too boring for the Golden State Warriors. That's according to an ESPN story published today. It quotes several of the Warriors players who will be in Salt Lake for games 3 and 4 against the Jazz. They're saying how much they'd rather be playing the Clippers so they could live the high life in Los Angeles. Visit Salt Lake president and CEO Scott Beck is with me live now on the KSL Newsline. That must have caught your attention when you heard about this.
Yeah, it certainly did. But I will tell you, it's not the first time we've heard that.
Yeah. Does Salt Lake have a nightlife? I mean, do they have a case?
Absolutely not. I think any of our skiers that come and visit annually, any of those 2 million skier days that are here in our community, and I think outdoor retailer folks would beg to differ that there actually is quite a bit to do here.
So what do you think? Is this really friendly trash talking, or is this a real image issue for Salt Lake?
I think it's a little more along the lines of some trash talking. I think we're going to jump right in, and we've created a website, nothingtodoinsaltlake.com. Put a little video up for the players. We've got a letter. We're sending an open letter to Mr. Barnes and the team and their fans, encouraging them to stay up late when they're here.
Yeah, they're not. The players are, you know, they're finished with work 11 o'clock or midnight. Are there places to go in Salt Lake? We know there are in L.A.
There are here as well. If you haven't been down to the Beer Bar or Bar X, those are some really great places to go. Eva's, Whiskey Street, there's some really, really top-notch places to go and have some late-night experiences in Salt Lake.
Now, these guys are professional athletes, top of their game, though. Do you really think they're going to be spending their time goofing off and clubbing while they're here?
I think on their day off, they tend to do, having been in the hotel industry for a long time, what they tend to do is go out for a very nice meal, have a very nice bottle of wine, and I think they're going to be surprised when they see how easy it is to do that in Salt Lake.
Yeah, I don't know, because their day off happens to be a Sunday, so maybe the jury's out on that. What do you think?
No, I think we have a lot of great stuff open on Sunday. Again, Whiskey Street, Eva's, downtown Salt Lake's got a lot of really nice stuff open on Sunday.